This is Apollo Control Houston at 85 hours, 27 minutes now into the flight Apollo 11. We've run two tests thus far with the S-band antenna, which is reacquired nicely on both occasions. We're standing by for further possible conversations with the crew at this time. We're some 15 minutes away from predicted time of loss of signal on Apollo 11. Currently, we read an apolloon of 65 nautical miles, a perilloon of 54.4 nautical miles. This is Apollo Control Houston.
Apollo 11, Houston, can you confirm that you have changed the CO2 filter as per flight plan in the last hour? Over.
No, we're still eating. We're about to do it. We'll let you know.
Roger, 11, and we've got about 14 minutes to LOS. AOS is 86.30. An hour away. We are wondering whether or not you plan to have one man up at that time, or would you all like to be asleep inside the next hour? Over.
Somebody will be up.
Roger. The thing that we're still puzzling on is the antenna, and if as long as there will be somebody up, why, we would like to have somebody check the automatic REAC on the next AOS.
Okay, we'll do that. And we haven't chlorinated the water yet, and we haven't changed the lithium hydroxide. We're just still finishing up dinner.
Roger, Mike. Thank you.
This is Apollo Control Houston, 85 hours, 29 minutes now into the flight. That was Mike Collins reporting to capsule communicator Owen Garriott that the Apollo 11 crew completing dinner at this time. And earlier, perhaps, as you listened to the air ground, you heard some music in the background, soft music, which would indicate that this was being played in concert with their evening meal. When we reacquire, we expect one of the three crew members to still be, at least one, to be still awake as we run a further check on our spacecraft antenna. At 85 hours, 30 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11, this is Apollo Control Houston.